As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
The single best idea. Of course, it'll be after the fact, but tune into The Fed Decides this afternoon, which is a show we invented to just say, let's have good conversation around a Fed meeting. I remember when, you know, the first time we put it together ages ago, I think Scarlett Fu was with me at the time. And the basic idea was there's a lot of different opinions. I can't remember a time where there's more people swinging one way and more people swinging the other way than we see right now. And I would codify it in economics with Tom Porcelli, who was on today with PGIM, who said, look, they're going to cut rates. They have to cut rates. And he gave four reasons. And Lindsay Piegza at Stifel, who says they're wrong. They need to get out front, raise rates, clamp this thing down, stop this inflation trend, and then bring them down. And that's what we're trying to do at Surveillance. We'll see if we can effort them for conversation next week or even the week on. Single best idea today, two really different views here. The first one is Stuart Keiser. Stuart Keiser's with Citigroup. He has been not a rabid bull, but he's been someone that said, here's the framework for American exceptionalism, American GDP, and it's going to lead into higher stock prices. He looks at the broadening of the market, and he says, in earnings season, it's tough to get the data right.
The problem with the broadening theme for us has been it doesn't work in two conditions. One, when you have risk rising, and two, frankly, during earnings. Because the fact is, your Microsofts, your Apples, your Amazons, your Googles are just putting up huge numbers. It harkens back a little bit to the late 90s when you were basically introducing a new technology into the system, and you assumed and forecast really large revenue growth, but you were a little uncertain about, you know, both the size and timing of it. So I think what you're having is, to your point, people are compartmentalizing a little bit, right? Like, I need to have some AI exposure on. Let me choose the way to do that. And then off to the side of that, I kind of need to model the rest of the market, you know, as a little bit independently. So it is a challenge, but it's a good challenge to have, right? I think it's a good challenge to have that you have this large thematic revenue growth impulse kind of coming through the system. And look, this is why, you know, we've kind of joked the NVIDIA earnings report in late May is priced as big an event as payrolls on Friday. Not only is it a big theme, it's also an uncertain theme. And even at the S&P level, that risk is being priced very aggressively.
Stuart Keiser, Citigroup there, very sharp. Huge response today to him. We'll get him back soon. I really want to emphasize that in the earnings season we're in, there's different metrics that I hear, and they come into vogue, they come out of vogue. And one of them, off the tech juggernaut we've seen so far with Apple tomorrow, is not organic revenue growth, which I think is pretty intuitive. It's like, okay, here's the company, forget about acquisitions and all that. What's the actual interior revenue growth of the company? And of course, Coca-Cola with a blowout 11% statistic. But one to start looking at is annual recurring revenue, ARR. Somebody had this out on Twitter. I'm sorry, I can't cite them. I don't have it in front of me. But ARR is really, really interesting about what's the belief in what a recurring revenue is at Google or at Amazon, or what we'll see from Apple, where there's a huge mystery about their recurring revenue. That's a phrase. Excuse me, I'm fighting a plague. That's a phrase that I think you really got to get used to into 2025.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You also get used to people with a venerable past. Brian Whelan is at TCW. They're a ginormous West Coast buy-side institution, lots of pension plan, lots of institutional money. And he's in fixed income. And what's important is he was in the trenches at DLJ, Donaldson, Lufkin, Jenrett, ages ago. And so he brings a huge knowledge base of fixed income dynamics. And he's where I am. And where I am doesn't matter, but it really matters if Ken Rogoff of Harvard's at the same place. Ken Rogoff with David Weston, look for that on Wall Street Week. And Professor Rogoff was adamant. He's focused on the inflation-adjusted yields, plural. And I totally agree with this, that what we really care about, including Jerome Powell this afternoon, is an analysis of the real yield. Brian Whelan of TCW on the real yield.
I think that's the knockout blow. I don't think this 2.7, I don't think this market could really even handle 2.5. But if we saw a jump up to like 2.7%, which is, you know, rates, last time we were at these levels, that kind of level in real interest rates was right before the financial crisis. Clearly, you know, the economy and the markets couldn't handle it. But this time around, we'd see the same thing. And then what would happen is that if you get rates up that high, you're going to see, you know, equity markets crater, and then you're going to hit financial conditions. And what you're going to see is a consumer who's already stressed and they're borrowing a lot more than they used to. And yes, spending is high, but they're doing it because of the wealth effect, because they look at their equity market portfolio and they say, hey, I feel good. I've got more money than I had last year. Once you see that drop on your screen, you know, on your broker screen, that changes. That'll be the end.
Let me translate this, because that was a pro conversation. Right now, the 10-year inflation adjusted yield, there's different measurements of this. There's different regimes you can use, is 2.27%. Not that long ago, we were at 1.9 something, and it was like, are you kidding me? We're going to go through 2%? And we've gone up to 2.27%. And Mr. Whelan there's talking about, not he's not predicting, but he's saying if you get a 10-year real yield to 2.4, 2.5, and I believe he said 2.7% there, you put some real stress on the balance sheets of America, the different individual, the home, and the corporate balance sheets as well. We've gone a little long today. Single best idea. We're out on Apple CarPlay, on Android. All sorts of new things, including a complete 2-hour, 56-minute epic replay of the show. Look for that 3 p.m.-ish, 2:30 p.m.-ish, out on Bloomberg Podcasts. And, of course, on YouTube, we're building it out. Search Bloomberg Podcasts and look for Bloomberg Surveillance. There it is. Kaiser and Whelan, our single best idea.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.